Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
5 months before receiving the nomination for president, Abraham Lincoln sketched his early life. I was born February 12, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky. My parents were both born in Virginia of undistinguished families, second families, perhaps I should say. My mother, who died in my 10th year, was of a family of the name of Hanks. My father moved from Kentucky to what is now Spencer County, Indiana, in my 8th year. It was a wild region with many bears and other wild animals in the woods. There I grew up. There were some schools, so-called, but no qualification was ever required of a teacher beyond reading, writing, and ciphering. Of course, when I came of age, I did not know much. I could read and write and cipher, but that was all. The little advance I now have upon this store of education, I picked up from time to time under the pressure of necessity. Lincoln was 6'4" tall, height he no doubt inherited from his mother Nancy Hanks Lincoln, who was 5'8". He wore size 14 shoes and was just 180 pounds, but he had great strength. At one point, as a young man, he picked up a full whiskey barrel, drank from the spout, then spit it out because he was a teetotaler. Lincoln was deeply introspective. His law partner said of him, "He can sit and think without food or rest longer than any man I ever saw." His partner also said, "His ambition was like a little engine that knew no rest."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.